Hello, Nicole.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, welcome to this conversation that you and I are going to have about women's leadership.
Thank you.
All right, I want to introduce our guest is Nicole Marble. Nicole is a part of this, what I call it, the I'll Do It My Way Innovators Generation, a graduate of Michigan State University in advertising, working on her master's degree right now in public relations. And tell me the work that you're doing right now. I know you're working on a special grant, right?
Yes, I am. Right now I am back at MSU working in the Department of Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing on a grant that our department has received from the Children's Trust Fund of Michigan to do research on child abuse and neglect and the way that the media can have an effect on that. So I'm the program manager for that. I oversee all of the professors and work with our department chair on all the projects we have going on right now.
Okay, and I know you are also an athlete at Michigan State University. What's your sport?
I played softball while I was there, and, you know, I've been playing sports since I was just a little kid, you know, softball, volleyball, I ran track, and I swam. Swimming was one of the biggest things I did besides softball, so.
Okay, so we'll talk about that as we go through this conversation on leadership because, as you and I have discussed, I'm a huge believer in, you know, the importance of sports for boys and girls and, you know, how it helps them really in different ways. But let's start out, Nicole, talking about really, you know, how you're kind of looking ahead. Here you are, I mean, you're a graduate of a university, you're working on your master's degree, you're just beginning your career. When you kind of look out ahead of what's ahead for you as a woman in the early 21st century in America, what are you hoping for and what are you worried about?
You know, what I'm really hoping for is one of my main goals is I want to be a very successful woman. I've always been, I've always felt that way, and I've felt that sports has really helped me with that. Eventually, I want to get into the sports public relations aspect, possibly working for, you know, a sports team, baseball primarily. And, you know, some of the biggest challenges or worries that, you know, are ahead of me that I've, you know, been struggling with or how do you balance the life of, you know, your work and wanting to be a successful person and also your family. You know, I recently got married, and while I don't see kids in my future for at least 4 years or so, you know, you know, I just am curious as to how women before me balanced those two things.
What have you observed? I mean, have you seen any good models, or are you kind of disturbed about what you saw in terms of women who are a little bit older than you who've tried to do what you're hoping to do?
No, I've seen all positive. I haven't sat down really and talked to some of the more successful women that I've worked with about that, but I have seen positive influences with the women I have worked with. They've been able to balance it very easily. I guess a part of me feels that with my generation being so young, you know, all of us are striving to be the best. And, you know, how do I differentiate myself without, you know, cutting my family out or not spending enough time with my family? So, you know, I think my generation really does struggle with the idea of we want to be the best, but we have problems with balancing those two things. So,
okay. So you see that your generation is a little different, and you certainly are. You're a huge, very, very important 80 million strong generation here that's going to have a huge impact on the workforce. How do you see yourself, your generation, and then you as part of it, as being different than those who've gone before?
You know, I really feel my generation, we are different, you know. There are some positives and some negatives to my generation. I feel like growing up in the times that we do, a lot of us were handed things. We weren't, you know, we didn't choose to, what's the word I'm looking for, earn those things. You know, I grew up in high school. I mean, I started working when I was 14 years old. My parents always, you know, told me, you know, you should earn what you want and that kind of thing. But I also grew up with a lot of my friends who didn't. And I think that's somewhat of a negative because we kind of grew up having things handed to us. And obviously once you get into the workplace, you have to earn everything, especially being a woman. You have to earn the respect, and you need to prove yourself. So there are some difficulties that I think my generation is going to struggle with, but we're very persistent, and we want to be the best. So I think it'll be good.
Is that something that you've read and feel that that's the attitude of older people about your generation, or it's also something that you've really witnessed and said, yeah, I guess that is really true about us?
I wouldn't say that I've really read anything like that. I guess that's my personal take on my generation. I've kind of had to step back and, look at, myself and some of the, women I see around me, and that is some things that I've perceived and seen, and, I may be jumping to conclusions, but, that's just my personal opinion.
That there's a lot of that people of your generation kind of take a lot for granted or assume that they're going to get a lot or not going to prepare to sort of work for what they have to do.
Right, exactly. I feel like we all go out there with our dreams of what we want to do, but some of us don't try to work for those. We just want them handed to us, and that's not the way the world works. You have to work for what you want. So.
Mm-hmm. And what do you observe about women in particular of your generation? And I'm specifically talking about, really highly educated women who have the idea that they do want to have, a professional career as well as whatever their choices are for their personal life.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it both ways. I think that, this in our age right now, around mine, I'm 24, we're starting to realize what we want in life. We're graduating from college, and we're realizing that we need to work for what we want. And, I feel that now my friends and myself alone, we're really pushing forward in what we want and kind of focusing on what we really want with our lives in the long run. So.
And how about your expectations of the men in your lives? Do you feel that men of your generation are going to be more equal participants at home and in the family, and as perhaps has not been the case with women who are a little bit older than you?
I do. I really do think that we're in a new time where, the men of my age have grown up seeing their moms in the workplace, and it's really helping me as a wife. My husband supports me in everything that I do, and sometimes the long hours that I have to work, he completely supports me in that. And I really do think that men are starting to look at women more equally now, especially in my generation, because it's what we've grown up with.
Mm-hmm. You know that I'm working on a book on women's leadership. You and I have talked about that, and what would you hope that when you open up that book that you would be able to get out of a book like that is interviewing, trying to tap into a lot of the knowledge of each generation, this generation I call the interlopers, who were really kind of the pioneering women 50 and above, and then that next generation, I call them the influential insiders, who are more, I'd say, under 50 and into their early 30s, and then your whole generation, which has wisdom to share up as well. But what would you hope to get from a book like that?
When I read your book, I would love to hear from the older women, the older professional women's generation, some advice on how they did it, how they, broke through that barrier of a male-dominated world of working, and how they were able to get through that. They are just amazing to me that they were able to do that. They opened doors for my generation that we never thought would probably be possible. And I would love to see how they dealt with, the issues of, the men not wanting them there. That's something that unfortunately they had to deal with. And, my grandmas, they chose not to really take that opportunity to open those doors and go out and, get a job themselves. They cared for their family like, they were supposed to in those times. And And then, you know, the second group that you were talking about, I'm trying to think what
the insiders, the influential insiders,
the influential insiders, to me, they're all just as much great because they're the, like you've described, the I'm no feminist, but, and, you know, I really see myself as that as well because, you know, I don't consider myself a feminist, but, you know, it makes me proud when I see women doing things that nobody thought they could do, and to hear women in your book talk about that I think would be great. And then, you know, my generation, we're just getting out there into the workplace, and we have a lot to learn, but we also have a lot to give. We're in a new generation as far as technology and that kind of thing. So I think that is primarily what I'm looking for when I open your type of book.
So are you, I mean, do you mean that you want to hear some of the stories of how those older women did it, or do you think that there are specific things that you still need to apply today as you move into the workforce you're going to be facing?
You know, I really would like to hear some of their at least, you know, a little bit of their story and, you know, what they did, how they started out. But, you know, I'll definitely take your book and try to apply it to my life and how I can become more successful and, you know, use your tips and that kind of thing to better myself in the workplace as well.
Do you have a sense that, I mean, clearly the work environment that you're going to be moving into is very different than the work environment I was moving into when I was graduating from college in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. But do you have a sense that there are still barriers that women face that men do not?
As far as me one day wanting to work in the sports industry or what I'm doing right now?
Well, I would say, yeah, in terms of your achieving your dreams, your professional dreams.
You know, I've worked with a lot of people. I mean, I've had a lot of great opportunities come my way where I've been able to work with a lot of successful people, and I don't feel that there's any barriers. I never felt like because I'm a woman, I wasn't taken seriously, especially a young woman. You know, I worked with people older than me, and, you know, I know some people, they don't have the same respect for the younger generation because we are new. Mm-hmm. But I really don't see many barriers anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you said to me that you don't consider yourself a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
What does that word mean to you? Like, why do you not want to be associated with what that word means to you?
You know, I guess I take my own interpretation of it. You know, I see the, you know, from the stories I heard, the bra burners and, you know, that kind of thing, who stuck up and, you know, said, I'm a woman and hear me roar and that type of thing. And while I do agree with a lot of that, I don't personally see myself as one of those people. I mean, I agree with them, but I'm not so strong towards that. I feel like, you know, the older generations, they had to be like that. They had to prove a point because, you know, they grew up in a time where, you know, women, they stayed home and took care of the kids. And, you know, I mean, I still come across women my age who are very strong feminists, and I do see points to what they're saying. I just don't necessarily agree with everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you aware that for all the, let's say, the tremendous balance, gender balance and equity that there is kind of in the entry level and early stages of professional opportunity, that when it comes to the top that of leadership positions, that women are still dramatically underrepresented in every single sector?
Oh, absolutely. It's I hate to see it. You know, I know it's moving forward, but yes, I mean, I was just reading an article the other day about, you know, the Fortune 500 companies, and there's less than 10 women that are the CEOs of those companies, and while it's growing, it's slowly, slowly growing, and I hate to see it, but I'm hoping that that's something that, you know, down the road I will be able to witness as, you know, seeing more women becoming higher up in the levels. I know, you know, women, they in the same jobs, they make less than men, and I hate to see that as well. I think it's a 70% to 100% as far as the ratio.
Yep.
And
Yep, 77 cents to a dollar is the national average, and it hasn't changed in about 10 years.
Yep. And, you know, I hate to see that, but I do think that we are getting there. You know, we just had our first woman run for president, and, you know, I feel that times are good. I mean, I can't flip on a sports game without seeing women sportscasters all over the place. And, you know, it's great to see it, but you're right. I think that there's still some work that needs to be done there. We haven't completely gotten to the top yet.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense that your generation can play a major role in kind of getting women out of the idol mold and into, you know, to take this next push to these higher levels?
I have faith that we can do that. I think that the women ahead of us they've gotten great steps towards that. They're helping mold that for us. I think my generation could definitely do that. We've been taught a lot of things, and I know we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Is there a sense of responsibility or a sense of the drive to actually do it, or is kind of like, well, I don't really care.
I think, I don't know if it's so much a sense of responsibility, but it's that goal. You know, we still, there's things that women haven't done yet, and I feel that, you know, we can do that. And, you know, our generation has been molded, and we're ready to do that. So, you know, we see more women out there, and it's just leading an example for us to strive to do that as well.
So you feel that energy among other women your age?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I mean, most women I am friends with now, as far as my age goes, you know, they're just graduating from college, and they have high ambitions. They have high goals. They don't set themselves low. They're definitely out there to win it. They want every point. So
great.
I love hearing it. So I mean, I'm one of them. I don't want to be just anybody. I want people to remember me. So
that's awesome. That's hopefully really what I love to see is women to start thinking of themselves as leaders. And one of the great pieces of advice that a very accomplished woman said to me, who does a lot of consulting with major corporations, and she said that women usually figure out that they're really good about 10 years later than men figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
You know, and to speed up that cycle of realizing that your leadership material and how good you are and how high you should be aiming, I mean, is certainly something I hope my book can be a catalyst to do.
Absolutely. I think, you know, our generation, we're getting a lot more opportunities. As far as college goes, you know, everybody knows you have to do internships. That's the way you get experience. And these internships, they're giving us more things to do, more ways to stretch ourselves and prove that we can do this, prove ourselves, you know. It's great. The internships I've had, they've all, you know, sent me out there and let me go with it, and hopefully they think I've done it well, so.
Okay, now I have two more questions for you. One is, you know, my point about this book is that, you know, that each generation, we all have plenty to learn from one another. You know, I'm a believer that learning is 360 degrees. It's not just mentoring down or laterally, it's mentoring up, too. Mm-hmm. So what would be your advice, you know, as an innovator, as a young woman coming in and kind of observing the landscape, observing older women who are still very much engaged in wanting to, you know, be part of shaping our nation, our culture. What's your advice to women a little bit older than you?
Oh, gosh. You haven't thought about that? No, I haven't.
Well, I'm gonna let that kind of seep in your brain synapses for a minute, and maybe you'll come back around. But let me go here. What are some of the last things you'd like to say here about this whole topic of women's leadership? Anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered yet?
You know, in the points that we had talked about beforehand, you sent over some, and one of them was, you know, what have you learned from sports that you think will help you in your effectiveness in the professional world? And to me, sports was so influential in the way I became a putting them into a sports team is probably one of the best things you can do. It teaches you so much, and, you know, you learn things. You know, no one person can do the same as what a team can do. I may have good ideas, but somebody else may have a great idea, mm-hmm. and that's something that you learn over time. But with that being said, you know, the other thing that I learned from a team is that sometimes one person has to step up and take over, and, you know, I think that sports and being on a team really helps you with that, you know. I was a huge softball player when I was in junior high, you know, elementary school to high school and in college, and so I learned many things. One of the biggest things is my senior year of high school, I was hurt. I injured myself. I tore my ACL, and I was out for a few weeks, and a sophomore had to come in and play center field, which is the position that I played, and as much as I, you know, I really wanted to be out there, she did a great job, and just watching her, and once I was back out there and able to play again, you know, I really took her under my wing to, you know, teach her everything I knew about it, and she went on to start center field after I graduated, so, I mean, you're able to learn a lot, and, you know, it was just really great, and we still keep in contact, and I love to see how she's doing, so.
Yeah, that is tremendous, and how about the confidence that it built?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't really talk about it that much, but this injury, it really brought my confidence down. I hated not being able to play, and it was my senior year of high school. I was still wanting to play in college, and being injured, I mean, that was just horrible, and mm-hmm. I came back during districts was when I finally was able to come back, and, you know, my coach pulled me aside before the game, and she was like, you know, if you weren't a senior and this wasn't your last year, I would not be playing you right now because you missed almost a month of practice and playing, and she was really worried, you know, about my knee and me being hesitant on it and that kind of thing, and, mm-hmm. you know, that really, I really wanted to prove something to her, and I came back, it was, I think, the bottom, top of the sixth inning or something, and I hit a grand slam to win the game, so it was just a great way to prove and bring my confidence back up, pretty much the biggest thing, you know, it really helped me, and it helped my coach see that I really was in it for the game, and a little injury wouldn't hurt me, so
that was great,
so yeah, absolutely, it definitely helps you with your confidence. I mean, not only do you gain a great group of friends, you know, you're always constantly doing something, and, you know, I hate to see generations below mine getting in trouble, and sports is just the best way to really help with that, so.
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer, too. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'd like you to think about that other question, you know, that I asked you about what advice do you have for, you know, the influential insiders and the pioneering interlopers in terms of how they can continue to help lift women, move women forward on their watch.
You know, after thinking about it a little bit, one of the biggest things is, you know, we had women when I was in college come in and speak and talk about, you know, their success, and one of the ones I'll remember the most was Kelly Rossman from the Rossman Group came in and spoke to us, and she is such a great speaker, and she really motivated us to, you know, she owns her own company, she's the most successful PR person in Lansing, and, you know, she just really motivated me especially, and I really think that the women ahead of us, if they can keep in contact with the younger generations and, you know, help them strive to, you know, meet their dreams and just keep molding us and, you know, starting the pathway for us, and I think that's probably some of the best advice I could possibly give to these women, so.
That's great. That is great. Well, Nicole, this has been fantastic to talk with you, and thank you very much. I know that you will go on to a great career and also combining that with just a great life.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.